So can the holy souls in purgatory really help us? Or are they just there purely for their suffering? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we give you a glimpse into the life of our great saint, Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, and he was a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. So we bring you the series of stories about his life, and we hope that you will be amazed to see what his intercession could do for you. And we'd also like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your help and your support, because you, in fact, are the ones who are making all of these videos possible for all of us. So thank you again for your support. And if you'd like to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate, then a good way is going to be by liking our video and sharing these videos with your friends and colleagues. And now we continue with our story. And this story was told to us by our Father Dolino Rutolo. And he was a good friend of Padre Pio. And in fact, he was a holy man, also known as the Holy Apostle of Naples. And so when a spiritual daughter came along and asked Padre Pio what he thought of Father Dolino's writings, Padre Pio responded, "Nothing that comes from the pen of Don Dolino should ever be lost." So he saw all of his writings as valuable and as spiritual treasures. And so this is the story from one who enjoyed this endorsement of Padre Pio. And in this we see how a holy soul in purgatory is known to reciprocate the generosity and the charity that is shown to him. And we can also be sure that from Padre Pio's life himself, he would also have experienced similar gratitudes, perhaps from one of the many soldiers or souls, shall we say, of soldiers who came back to thank Padre Pio for his prayers. And Father Dolino Rutolo tells us this, that in Paris, in the year 1817, there lived a poor house assistant, a cleaning lady, and her name was Monica. And she had been raised Christian, so she had developed various pious habits as a result. And one of these was to have masses said for the dead every month. Even though her earnings were meager, she put aside a little bit to have these masses said. And during these masses, her prayers were combined with the priest's prayers, and this was for the relief of the suffering of those souls who had gone on before, were now in purgatory before entering paradise. And then it happened that one day Monica fell ill, and she was forced now to go to the hospital for the poor. And there she spent 6 weeks, after which she was released. But in the meantime, her job had been given to someone else. So she had lost her job, and now she was unable to find refuge, and she was weak, and she was destitute. So her situation was pretty dire. And now she had no money, she was unable to fulfill these pious customs of having mass said for the dead. In fact, she only had 20 francs remaining, nothing more. And so she prayed fervently to our Lord for help and assistance. She also began to look for work. So faith and works, right? Prayer and you go out and seek work. And she heard about an agency that may be able to help her and decided she had to go there if she was going to find work. So as she was passing along to this agency, she walked past the church. And there she remembered that she hadn't had her usual mass said that month. But since she only had 20 francs, nothing more, she was quite afraid to give this little bit away. And then finally, piety triumphed. And she went into the church and she gave the 20 francs to the priest for the mass of the dead to be said. And she participated with zeal in this mass, asking as well that divine providence would not abandon her, would not forget her. And so she had made a tremendous act of trust. Her act of trust reminds me of the widow's mite from the gospel story, in which there was a widow who gave her two last small copper coins to the temple. and our Lord said she had given more than anyone else. So what actually happened to that widow from the widow's mite story? Well, perhaps it has a similar ending to this. And after this, Monica left the church, but now she was quite worried. She was very worried, in fact, because she was in this desperate situation. She didn't even have her 20 francs. And so she continued on her way to the agency. And then a tall, pale, noble-looking young man approached her and said to her, "You are looking for work, aren't you?" "Yes, sir," she responded. "Good. Then go to this address and seek the lady of this house and you will find work." And then this gentleman just disappeared into the crowd before Monica could even say thank you to him. She was surprised. She did not even know what to think about this, because how could this person even have known that she was seeking employment, as she had not told anyone about her helpless state? And then the good young lady, Monica, she continued to the address that had been given to her by this man. And when she arrived there, there was a maid coming down the stairs with a package under her arm. And so she asked her, "Well, is the lady of the house in?" But the maid was quite abrupt, replying that she would just leave the door open for her and she could show herself in, as at that moment she had just left her employment. So Monica went through the door and up the stairs and knocked at the door where the young gentleman had indicated she must. And then a lady of noble appearance opened the door herself. So Monica proceeded to tell her her whole story, hoping that perhaps this lady needed a maid or someone to, a char lady to help her. Hearing the story, the lady was completely dumbfounded, wondering who on earth could have given her this address, as only a few minutes earlier, she had dismissed her previous maid. Apparently she had behaved badly. And while she was still wondering about this, about who this unknown young man was, who had given her this address, Monica's gaze fixed on a portrait somewhere in the room, standing on the furniture. And then Monica stopped, saying, "That is him, madam. That is the young man who spoke to me as I left Mass. And he gave me this address. And on his instructions, on this gentleman's instructions, I came here." So what do you think happened next? Well, at this, the lady let out a scream and she fainted. And a little while later, when she'd come to herself, she threw her arms around the young woman, Monica, and hugged her exuberantly, saying, "From now on, I will think of you as my dear daughter and no longer as my maid. That picture is my son I lost 2 years back. And he sent you here, and this is due to the mass you had said for his liberation from purgatory." And then added, "God be praised." And she continued, "You are welcome. Stay here and work in my household. And we will keep each other company. We will pray together for the sufferings of all of those who've gone on before and who are now waiting to enter their final home in paradise." And so in this story, it seems that this deceased person had been given special permission by God to come back and thank his benefactor and to repay her for her charity. And just a reminder, to be part of this channel, you need to have subscribed to this channel. And once you've subscribed, you have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications. And please do continue to help us with our Padre Pio Apostolate by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And also remember, if you want to have your Mass prayer intentions included, we have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We can include your Mass prayer intentions. Then all you need to do is follow the instructions on the video on the end screen.